That word says, do what? Draw nigh to God, and he will do what? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to quote it again, read it again. That word says what? Draw nigh to God, and he will. How are you going to draw nigh to God? How are you going to draw nigh to God? Uh-oh. Time for Matlock. I'm finna get close to God.
My Lord.
And I'm not saying you can't watch Matlock, but when you watching so much Matlock and know Jesus, that's where you get in trouble. How do you draw nigh to God? God had given us precious. I'm still amazed at this, and most believers, they turn their nose up at it. How do you draw nigh to God? Let me tell you how you draw nigh. Teven announcing, I guess he's not doing too good a job, so I'm going to make the announcement. 5:15, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. You're on prayer line. Together. You draw nigh to God. Because you're spending time. We are spending time together. We're in the throne room. But you know what the devil do? Well, I can't pray like that. Well, how are you going to pray then? What better way to have somebody? It just helped me when I pray with somebody. I pray by myself a lot, but it just helps when somebody praying with me. So when you're in prayer, what are you doing? Drawing nigh to God. You pick up the Bible, you open it up, and you read that verse that tells you, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I'm that man. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will come new. I'm that person. I am, read that verse, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, good work. I'm his workmanship. What are you doing? I'm drawing nigh to God. Because Matlock didn't tell me that. And used to be my favorite, but it gone off. Well, what happened, I had it turned off, and they don't have it on the regular TV. You just wait to Walker get here. Just wait till Walker get here. Texas rain, you understand? How do you draw nigh to God? Spending time with him. Spending time in the word, spending time in the prayer, spending time confessing, spending time with your hand raised, spending time letting the praise come out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Stay away from the word, he'll stay away from you. Boy, y'all sure soaking this up. These, this is my last statement here. These, the throne powers, has suffered defeat and has been stripped of their authority over the church by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has given us the victory over them, having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. These dethroned powers had been stripped of their authority and their control over you. And with your heart filled with this truth, your mind renewed with the word of God, and you're holding fast and you're taking your stand on the word of God, the devil has to leave you. He may persecute you, he may come against you, but he will know when you rebuke him, he will flee. This is my last statement. When Paul was called to come over in Macedonia to help, when he was called, he saw a man standing in the nighttime. In other words, saw it in the vision. Come on, help us. And he got over there and started preaching this little girl that was full of the devil. They were using it as a fortune teller. And she followed him many days, they said. These men are the servant of the Most High God. Thus she did many days. And this aggravated Paul because this was no witness of God. This was the devil trying to agitate him. Paul turned and said to the Spirit, come out of her. And the Bible said he came out when? The same hour. The same moment. And I'm telling you, the enemy have messed over you, your family, your community, and we are not just going to lay down and take it. I'm going to say it again. When we walk in the authority of this name, we walk in the power of the living Christ. All there's trouble, there's disasters, there's all kind of stuff going on in the world, but it's not coming to my house without a fight. Did you hear what I said? I said it's not coming to my house. You come to my house, Satan, sickness, you got to fight. I am not going to let you run over me while I lay down and take it. All right. I'm going to rise up like the fortress that God is on the inside of me, and you should rise up like the fortress God is on the inside of you. Say, no, you don't. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I resist you. You're not stealing my money. You're not stealing my children. You're not stealing my health. You're not stealing my wealth. You're not stealing my peace. You're not stealing my joy. You're not taking anything. No, you don't. In Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I'm not going to try. I'm doing it. I resist you. And he know what that name means. And we'll pick up next time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.